Good morning, good morning. Heavenly Father, I just come to you in an humble spirit, praying that you would help me as I go through this day, knowing what has taken place in Minneapolis, what has taken place in New York, what is taking place right now in Washington, D.C. and around the world. And I pray especially for Black men who desire to be acknowledged as men coming up from slavery, being demeaned, degraded, and stripped of all of their self-worth. Have somehow migrated from being slaves to men who stand on their own two feet and are somehow perceived as too aggressive and less than human. We pray, O God, for the police in our nation. We pray, O God, for the United States. Pray for our leadership. We pray, O God, that you would show your power. In Jesus' name, amen. So today, I'm not going to talk about whether or not wisdom is always exercised, because we know that it isn't. But what I want to talk about is righteousness, wisdom, and boldness. And I want to dwell upon understanding of what these three terms mean. Boldness and spiritual boldness are two different things. And I've spent time this morning reading about it. And I've looked at examples of boldness. But I think a large part of boldness, not only on the part of the police department and other authorities, is that they abandon spiritual boldness for self-boldness, or esteem, or respect. Spiritual boldness has a characteristic of being humble. The humble quality which comes from Christ being crucified and his blood being shed. Wisdom, the exercise of judgment and doing what is right instead of what is detestable and devoid of righteousness, somehow becoming base, abhorrent, and abominable in a punishing way. So we have to say that wisdom can, in boldness and wisdom in some situations, can become detestable, exercising one's own judgment instead of holy boldness and holy wisdom. Because the Bible calls us to have the wisdom of a serpent, but some misconstrue that meaning. So we have to say that wisdom has some honor. And wisdom has some understanding. And if you have godly wisdom, it embraces understanding. It is devoid of self-pride, and it is devoid of self-justification, being right, or righteousness are two different things too, because we can be right in our own minds and not have righteousness. True righteousness comes from God and only from God. Need I say more? I cannot say this any other way. I'm coming straight from the Bible. And we have to understand that there is a time when we have to look at as I finish up my podcast on righteousness, wisdom, and boldness. I would like to add that some positions that maintain and safeguard the general population in these United States have somehow turned away from or abandoned the true meaning of spiritual wisdom and spiritual righteousness and spiritual boldness. And I would admonish us to look at the book of Proverbs and the two ways of life, and when we get to the book of Proverbs in chapter 4, the verse reads, "Listen, my son, accept my words, and you will live many years. I am teaching you the way of wisdom. I am guiding you on straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Don't let it go. Guard it, for it is your life. Don't set foot on the path of wickedness. Don't proceed in the way of evil ones. Avoid it and don't travel on it. Turn away from it and pass it by. For they can't sleep unless they have done what is evil. They are robbed of sleep unless they make someone stumble. The path of righteousness is like the light of dawn, shining brighter and brighter until midday. But the way of wickedness is the darkest gloom. They don't know what makes them stumble. So what I'm trying to say is there's a deviousness, there's a detestable quality that some take on when they perceive that they are in a state of quote unquote dishonor. And they lack understanding and embrace a part of wisdom and earthly boldness, not spiritual boldness, that makes them somehow feel as if they are being honored.
And that's a wicked quality. But we want to walk in the path of real righteousness. And place our undivided attention to the right path. And that gives us the assurance that our ways will be established in Christ in the right way, in the right path, instead of the evil path. While we maintain and safeguard our responsibility to pass along to others what is right in this path of life. Hopefully, you understand what I'm trying to say. And I'll put emphasis on treat others fairly. In Proverbs, going backward now, Proverbs 3, verse 27, when it is in your power, don't withhold good from the one it belongs to. And go down to 29, don't plan any harm against your neighbor. For he trusts and lives near you. 30, don't accuse anyone without a cause. When he is done you no harm. 31, don't choose any of his ways. And this is the unfair, ungodly person. For the deviousness are detestable to the Lord, but he is a friend to the upright. And I'm going to stop right there and go down to 35, which says the wise will inherit honor, but he holds up fools to dishonor. I pray the peace of God upon you, and I pray that we will not abandon wisdom and understanding and true righteousness as we establish our ways in Christ. Amen.